We can get the news in detail now from Vivian Traynor.
A nationwide general strike organised by Israel's main union is taking place today as protests continue over what's seen as the government's failure to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. Today's general strike follows a night of big protests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Tensions have been running high since the bodies of six hostages were recovered by soldiers on Saturday. They were among 251 hostages seized during Hamas's October the 7th attack on Israel that triggered the ongoing war. Sharon Lynch of our foreign staff.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who faces growing calls to end nearly 11 months of war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, with a deal that includes a ceasefire and the release of remaining hostages, said Israel would not rest until it caught those responsible. Senior Hamas officials said that Israel and its refusal to sign a ceasefire agreement was to blame for the deaths. Last night, thousands of Israelis joined protests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv as pressure mounts on Netanyahu to do more to bring the remaining hostages home from Gaza. The head of Israel's trade unions federation, Arnon Bar-David, called for a general strike today to pressure the government into signing a deal and said Ben-Gurion Airport, Israel's main air transport hub, would be closed. Municipal services in Tel Aviv and other sites across Israel are planning a half-day strike in solidarity with hostages and their families.
Sinn Féin will today publish its housing policy, with the party committing to building 300,000 homes over 5 years. The plan proposes giving local authorities more powers to help deliver 125,000 social and affordable homes. There are also expected to be moves to speed up the planning process to ensure that 175,000 private homes are built to either buy or rent. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This plan, which runs to more than 100 pages, has been described as a reset of housing policy and a radical alternative to the government's current strategy. It promises to invest an average of 7.8 billion euro every year on social and affordable homes in order to deliver 125,000 of these homes over 5 years. The plan is also going to include changes to help deliver 115,000 private homes for purchase, with a further 60,000 made up of rental and self-build properties. These include quicker planning decisions and low-cost loans for developers to reduce financial risks in the early stages of the build. Local authorities will have far greater autonomy in delivering social housing, and the establishment of a publicly owned construction firm for the Dublin councils would also be progressed. While the Land Development Agency would be transformed into a new agency with more power to vigorously acquire zoned land. There is a promise too of a stamp duty exemption for first-time buyers purchasing a home with a value of up to 450,000 euro.
Department of Finance officials are preparing a detailed analysis of institutional investor activity in the housing market over the last 3 years. The analysis will set out options around possible changes to the 10% stamp duty rate on investors buying more than 10 properties. The review is expected to go to the government party leaders soon. Germany's anti-immigration far-right party Alternative for Germany has won an historic election victory in the eastern state of Thuringia. It won almost a third of the vote, 9 points ahead of the conservative CDU and ahead of Germany's three governing parties. The result gives the far right its first win in a state parliament election in Germany since World War II. A 24-hour Gartha operation urging drivers to slow down is underway this morning. The operation, which began at 7 o'clock and runs until the same time tomorrow, aims to remind drivers of the dangers of speeding and to increase overall compliance with speed limits. National Slow Down Day comes at the start of the first full week of the new school term for primary and secondary students. With the return of schools, Gardaí have urged road users to note there will be additional traffic on the roads, and in particular, younger road users. The Health and Safety Authority has today launched a two-week nationwide inspection campaign focusing on working at height in agricultural settings. The campaign will target both small and large farms nationwide. Over the last 10 years, there were 98 fatalities as a result of falls from height in Irish workplaces, of which 20 were on Irish farms. More than a quarter of Irish employers have introduced artificial intelligence to their recruitment process, according to new research from the hiring platform Irish Jobs. The report shows that sending reminders, tracking candidate application status, and scheduling job interviews are the top ways in which organisations are using AI to automate the recruitment process. According to the research, more than half of firms have introduced AI to recruitment and have done so in the past 12 months. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and wet to start this morning with some patchy mist and fog clearing away. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will gradually clear later this afternoon with some clear and bright spells following. Feeling a little cooler with highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees.